We'll move on to item 12, which is an item to approve our FY fiscal year 25 and 26 preliminary operating budgets and capital budgets portfolio for review and TDA STA plan purposes. We'll turn it over to Chuck. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was looking at the slide that
I'll choose that 72 slides.
I was questioning saying it out loud.
Let's be all seasons. All right, well, I'll go ahead and get started anyway while we're trying to figure out page one. So every March, this is when we start kicking off budget season with presentations. And of course, we need to actually present a preliminary budget. And as Chairman said, it's actually for STA or TDA STA requirement that we have to get it in so to put it into their consolidated budget, which then goes into kind of gets rolled up in everything. So this is the first round. There'll be changes and adjustments. You'll see it again in May. Of course, that will be our kind of final, and then of course June final budget. So we go on to the first slide. It's not. Can you just flip to the next one? Did I just change that or you change that?
I don't know.
it's working now. Okay. All right. So the first slide here is what I want to show you is I'm going to break the budget into three different parts just to make it easy to understand and comprehend, especially with all the different changes we're doing right now with phase one, phase two, and so forth. So the three phases are based. So assuming that we're not going to go on phase one or phase two or any free fares, we're just going to continue like we were a year ago and just, you know, business as usual, that will be considered our base. Then I'm going to talk second about phase one, phase two rollouts and the impacts of what it's going to have. And then a third piece will be free fares. So initially right here on this first slide, as you can see, this is FY25 and FY26. You can see the impact on base, phase one, phase two, and free fares. I'll go into a little more details in a minute. But ultimately, we're talking about, you know, this is our preliminary view. Like I said, there's still going to be a host of changes coming. Still a lot of decisions to be made. But at least this is where we stand as of today. So right now, I'm going to talk base budget. So in the base budget itself, as you are aware, our FY24 budget, total all-in expenses, if you look at the operating surplus line, it's about halfway down the page, we're talking about spending about almost $52 million loss, and our fare box recovery is about 15.1%. We moved to about roughly the same in 25 and 26, so we're holding it relatively the same, going from 24, 25 to 26. One item to mention here is that we continue the free rides for use. So for all the kids under 18 that are in school, they continue. We did not stop it, even though we're stopping it in December at this point. We've baked it in here as if we continue it. Doesn't mean we're still gonna continue. Like I said, there's still decisions to be made, but I wanted to show it in here. And then down below, we are actually going in and putting in money in order to kind of help subsidize that $50 million, and that's where you see the sales tax that's included, and then you'll see two lines that says federal and state grants. So that's primarily our 5307 formula funding that's covering it, as well as our COVID relief grants, which by the way run out this year. So all the COVID, CARES, CARISA, and ARPA funds, we have now gone through all $60 million. We've actually used it as part of our operating. And now we're going to go back to our 5307, which we did prior to the COVID funds. And ultimately, we're getting down to roughly about the same bottom, all three. Oh, I guess it changed on me. Okay. So now I'm going to kind of give you a quick walk down between what changed from our 24 budget to 25. So right now, we're pretty much flat, only about $73,000 worse year over year. But we've had a lot of puts and takes. Like I said, youth free fares, that's about $750,000 impact because we didn't contemplate that in our 24 budget, but now we are in 25. And then we have some knickknacks on the contracts. On the changes on expenses, $925,000 was just the COLA increases. And then, but we had some reduced professional tech fees, which is like less on ERP spending, less on different contractors coming in. So we had a lot happening that we projected in 24. It's just not going to carry in 25 because we have. So that's why it's going down. Fuel, we anticipated fuel based off futures. They're actually going to go up when we did back in 24. But as you can see, fuel is kind of not kept going up. It's actually relatively flat. I know it's going up a little bit now, but so we've reduced that down. So that's why we've got a little bit of a cost savings. And then the other piece down below, as you can see, this is the key. Our sales tax, we're still assuming it's going up. We haven't seen any pressure for either flattening out or going down like in other parts of the country. It's actually been pretty good here, and we're hoping to maintain kind of that same status quo, but we're not forecasting any type of extreme increase. It's very, very little increase. The next two, you got to look at these as a consolidated basis. So we have our federal state grants. This is our 5307 formula funding. And the reason why you see a negative on ARPA and COVID is because we're swapping out 24 ARPA and COVID, the COVID funds, with our 5307. So you kind of net them together to see that number. And then our UAL. So we refinanced our UAL with the pension bond. But every year, CalPERS has to return 6.8% on their money. And if they get 6.8 or more, then that number doesn't change. But if this, that number would be zero. But they return less than 6.8. So when they return less than 6.8, they create a gap. And we have to cover that gap. And that's what you see here is the 666. If we didn't do the pension bond, that number would be much, much. So, but right now it's only 666. And then as everybody's aware, last year, interest rates were like 3%. And they skyrocketed towards the end of the year and so forth. So we're actually getting a lot more return on the money that we have because of the interest rates. And that's really what's driving. So ultimately, all those puts and takes, we're flat year over year. We're holding it from 24 to 25. Okay. Proposed FTE changes. Right now, our adopted budget in 24 was a count of 331. Throughout this year, we've done a lot of swaps where we defund one and create another, basically a one-for-one swap out. That's primarily this whole list. I'm not going to go down this list of everybody, but you can read them. But ultimately, at the end, we're keeping that same level at 331. And remember, this is base 331. This doesn't include the additional bus drivers we've asked for as for phase one, phase two, that's coming up. This is just phase 331 to 330. Now we're going to go on to basically phase one, phase two. So this is the next part of it. So phase one and phase two, FY25 is assuming that it's a September rollout, knowing that we're going to be paying some of the bus drivers prior to that as we gear up and before we actually go out to service in September. And then also all the way through FY26. So the cost associated with the 2 years is about $21 million in order to basically run phase one, phase two, starting September, going all the way through. As part of it, we're using the TERSA funding to pay for this. So that's about $24 million as the offset. In phase one and phase two, we're assuming 98 more personnel. So that 331 goes up to 429. By the way, we're almost there. So that's 429 total personnel, 80 new bus drivers, 8 paratransit supervisors, 7 paratransit operators and 3 mechanic 1, mechanic 2s. More coverage. And like I said, this would be phase 1 and phase 2. And I think John's going to talk more about it later, but this is just the foundation that we have right now. So this is an addition to the base. We got base plus this. And now we're going to go on to free fares. So free fares, we're looking at free fares for a 1-year trial period, starting in September with the phase 2 rollout through 1 year. So in September of this year through August of next year. So it's exactly 1 year. And that's what we have baked in here at this point. So right now we're talking about running free fares is about $3.4 million. Roughly, that's about a year. I mean, it is a year. So that's about what it's going to cost to run free fares in a year is about $3.4 million. And again, that is covered by our TRSA grant to do it. So just getting through our FY26, so this would be June of 26, we will have spent $27.3 million out of our $32.4 million TRSA funding. It leaves about $5 million left. So at that point, we have $5 million more to spend beyond June, and we're still working through to figure out how that's best to work. If we need to get 6 more months out of it, I mean, you're talking about half of the 3.4, so that's, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood about, say, $2 million to be round numbers. And then just to run phase 1 and phase 2, you're talking about $7 million. So it's going to be about $9 million, so we're about $4 million short to get to the end. And at the same point, it's actually more because we stopped the free fares in August. So there's another year added to that too. That's why. I knew it was somewhere around $10 million. Total. All right. So basically, in summary, when you kind of look at it, we've done all our puts and takes. We've used our 5307 as much as our TRSA funding to get free fares for 1 year for September, from September through August for the year, as well as roll out phase 1, phase 2, the full gamut by September. And at that point right now, we're talking about, you know, our operating surplus and deficit goes from 52 I mentioned earlier to 64 million dollars, only because, like I said, we're taking away some of the free fares that help offset that, but we're also putting a lot more cost in the system. So this has to be managed wisely as we go forward. So that is the actual budget itself. And then I'm going to present a little bit of the capital. And capital right now, as we know it, and timing is really the big thing. This is our portfolio, and we're still working through timing, all the different projects and so forth. But right now, it's $88.4 million. Moving on to the next slide, the biggest pieces here is the hydrogen fueling station project, as well as the rapid bus enhancements on SoCal Drive and Main Street Corridor. Those are two big items at the very top for $9.5 and about $6 million. The next piece down is really the revenue vehicle purchases. This is the 44 hydrogen fuel cell buses. These are the 40 footers for about $52 million, and another $16 million for the 9 hydrogen Arctics that are going to be coming. And that's how you get to the 88.4. And all of this is funded basically by this pie chart, the VW grant, which has been tremendous. It's $480,000 per bus that we're receiving back for these buses. That's about 28%. And then our TRSA is another $26 million of this, and this is the capital side of it. And then our FTA grants of another 26. So right there, you're talking about 80% of the pie just coming from 3 different sources. And we're using about 10% of our funding, our internal money, in order to kind of cover this gap. And then lastly, right now, this is our budget timeline, which I kind of mentioned before. March, this is the first show, so we're kind of showing the numbers now. April, we'll be in the middle of fine tuning everything, but we'll be back here in May. We'll present hopefully the final budget at that point. And then in June, we'll get approval to go forward with the budget. That's it.
Thank you. Any questions from the board?